That's just like going for a lose weight challenge. You start today and expect tomorrow morning you get up, you lost 15 pounds.
Right.
Are you talking about yourself?
I totally get that. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So we definitely just need to thank you very much for addressing that issue, because it is a hot topic and people need to be educated and to be informed to know, you know, what exactly to do. So there is something else that you wanted to look into. And Officer Collins, it's good seeing you. We haven't seen you for a bit. Been a minute.
Definitely. I have been otherwise engaged, or otherwise assigned, if you want to use that term, in helping with the transportation aspect for those fire officers and fire service personnel, not only the fire officers, but one or two of the office staff and station cleaners, et cetera, transporting them to work and to home for those who don't have their personal transportation. Because what the department is basically trying to do is eliminate the
interaction
of the fire officers and other personnel on the public transport. So myself, along with a couple other of the officers, are responsible for the transporting at this point. So that's why you haven't seen me here, because it's been pretty much all over this country. Places I never even knew exist. So that's pretty much what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks.
Well, so that's good.
I just wanted to show my sometimes friend. she dragged me here and said, you know, people want to see you. Chris Ajay is missing me and so on. So I had to come and show Chris Ajay. For sure.
All right. Well, sure. Appreciated. Appreciate loved.
Has not been fired. No, we did not get rid of him. He's helping us to take care of our own.
Yes, yes. And that's actually good to know. I'm sure that the public would appreciate that as well, to know that the Barbados Fire Service is making this step to protect its own. Because at this time, you know, you want less interaction, especially you as frontline workers, less interaction as much as you possibly can. I mean, you interact with your family. Yes, your family may also have to go out, or maybe they may stay in. But it's good to know that the Barbados Fire Service has taken this step to protect their officers, and not just the officers, but the admin staff and the station cleaners as well. So kudos to the Barbados Fire Service in this step. So you said you've seen places that you never knew existed, Collins. So it's a plus for you. It's a win-win then.
Yeah, pretty much. You got a tour the island. See, my most of my colleagues are country people, so they laugh at me because I'm a town person, right?
Okay.
So my country colleagues may sport at me because they don't know a lot of the country that well, you understand? So.
Oh, okay.
But I can't get it wrong.
You learn something new in this life every day.
Definitely.
Tell the truth, you only know your backyard.
That's my place, you know. I'm going to be singing about it right there in the backyard. That's where we're jamming up. We don't want to be anywhere else.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, that's good to know. Thank you for sharing that with us. And we wish you safety, continued safety, even as you do this. And all the best. And there's something else that you wish to share. And I'm going to have Officer Sobers share his experience at this time. Officer.
Yes, good afternoon, Barbados. And yes, some of us here have received our COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21. and yes, we began some side effects. As Barbados have heard just now, for speaking about it, have some of us mellow. So you know the vaccination is definitely giving her some side effects. But
or not.
But yes, I must commend the staff at the Lestavon School, and also those at Morris Boyle, and those are the ones who I interacted with. So for sure, I must give them kudos for the service which they have been providing, and also to extend as well to all of those in the other centers who are also going and working through this period. And I know it's difficult. It's a lot having to deal with the large volume of persons who are coming, and you know, some persons will not be as cooperative. So just want to thank them for not losing it or losing their cool, but to remain as professional as possible and carry out their duties to make sure that all of Barbados is adequately protected or vaccinated. My time there, I must say, by the time I get there, the communication was excellent. In terms of the sanitizing and stuff, I also must commend them because it's like from the time you get up from one chair, someone's coming and they're spraying on the chair.
Yeah.
You go to one area, they spray on there, and it's like, wow. It really has been eye-opening, and to see how well they have been coping and dealing with what is not quote-unquote normal, but has not become the norm. And again, I must give them a big round of applause for the work they're doing. Now, my experience outside of that side effects, Barbados.
They were not that bad because we're trying to encourage other people to still get
What I'm going to say is, for all those who are listening, we can't do this corona thing no more. We need to hurry and get rid of this. So make sure you want to sanitize, make sure you want to wear your mask, protect oneself, stop the foolishness, for real. Stop the foolishness, because some of the things that you're hearing and you're seeing is like, it's not necessary. And
stand home.
Cut it out. Because if it was that the vaccination is just a mild side effect of what persons will experience when you catch COVID. And the thing is, you know, for most persons, they're not getting side effects. Like Ms. Ford here, who do not have any side effects, and other persons in the office. But for myself, when I left there, I was like, oh, that was easy. It was smooth and everything. I left, I went home, I was good. I ate. The whole night was good. Up until the morning, I got to pass water. Barbados. Listen, I don't know what happened then. I get up and it's like, I don't know if also get cold all of a sudden, but I start to tremble, start to freeze. I try to get off the bed, I cannot move. And I was like, what's going on? But thank God, I said that period has passed. And I am back almost to normal, but I must say.
He actually used the word normal with himself. There's nothing normal about him.
Carry on.
Barbara's ignoring colleagues.
So, Officer Sobers, how long were you experiencing those side effects?
I had the vaccination done on Tuesday, and this is now, this was Thursday, Sunday, Monday, whatever day it is.
Side effects
still in effect.
I'm still getting side effects every now and then.
Okay. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Well, we know that people have adverse reactions and other people don't. So I'm not sure what causes or what does not cause it, but thankful that you're still here, right here. You know, there are some who have had worse and there are some who have had better.
Yeah.
But, you know, whether I mean, the thing is, if you're going to take it, it's just still bear in mind that these effects are possible and, you know, try to keep yourself. How would you advise anybody now? Officer Sobers.
Based on my experience in terms of going there and how it was.
Based on the side effects you would have had. If it is that you would have had those adverse side effects, would you say, okay, you know what, maybe if I had some ginger and turmeric or something, would you be able to say that?
No, the thing is, I still was doing that and I had my paracetamol, which I was taking every 6 hours, so that once I took that, I immediately started to feel some sort of improvement. And as time went on, the side effects went away until probably it wore off.
Right.
But I would encourage everyone to go in to take the vaccination, because if it is that what the side effects are, is mild compared to actually catching the virus, then that in itself is enough motivation for me to encourage anybody to make sure that you're vaccinated, that you don't get any severe symptoms, especially those who know that they're extremely vulnerable or have underlying health challenges or issues. Make sure you go and get vaccinated, because if it is that you do contract the COVID-19 virus, your health and your well-being will be more at risk. And that is something that we do not want, because losing one Barbadian is one too many, and we don't want to lose you. So do what you have to do to protect yourself, to protect others, your family, your friends, and as I said, make that call to get your appointment. Don't just turn up. Call and make your appointment to go and be vaccinated as soon as possible.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Officer Sobers. And believe it or not, we've just about now come to the end of the program, unless there's something else that you wish to say. All right.
We're good.
Well, that's it for the 311 radio show. And we're thankful for the information received on COVID. Just remember to, especially if it's if it's not in your yard, to call the environmental officials and have them deal with it. But they do need to be dealt with. And as we learned today, or were refreshed on today, burning does not solve the problem. And you can bury the COVID. All right. It's better to bury it than for it to continually be affecting you and your household. So we want to give you that bit of advice and trust it will be helpful. And we say thank you to the Barbados Fire Service for all the work that you're doing, from answering the life safety calls or fire calls, to transporting your colleagues safely home in this COVID environment. We salute you and we thank you for the work that you're doing. And we wish you a great week. And that's it for the 311 radio show. Thank you, Fire and Life Safety Officer Collins.
No, but just saying thank you as well to you and Starcom for having us as always.
Yes,
happy retirement to Mr. David Ellis.
Yes. Okay. Yes, happy retirement for sure. All right. So thank you, Officer Kevin Sobers and Officer Jason Collins, Fire and Life Safety Officers. And to Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Thank you. You're welcome. And remember, stay safe.
Stay home.
Oh, man. Well, if you missed any of the day's editions, remember you can always log on to VOB929.com and you can check out the video recordings, which we do on a Thursday, on VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page. And I'm Krista J. Paul wishing you well. And as usual,
fire prevention is our intention.
Cut it out.
All right. Thank you.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.